ジャパニーズポッド101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, and welcome to Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 7. Can you tell me what this is in Japanese?
Jessie です。Jessie here.
こんにちは、Naomi です。Naomi here.
Thank you for being here with us again. Well, Naomi, in the last lesson, we kicked off the story of Taylor Allen and his relatives.
Yes. His relatives came to visit him from Japan.
Right. It was the first time he had seen his brother-in-law Masato in a long time, and so they used the phrase,
お久しぶりです。
Which means, long time no see. In this lesson, the conversation continues, and Taylor meets Masato's wife for the first time.
So, they'll be introducing each other.
Yep, you'll hear a lot of familiar phrases in this one.
See how much you can pick out.
All right, are you all ready? Then let's listen in.
はじめまして。私は香織です。
香織さん。はじめまして。僕はテイラーです。
よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。
Let's listen to the conversation again slowly.
はじめまして。私は香織です。
香織さん、はじめまして。僕はテイラーです。
よろしく。お願いします。
よろしくお願いします。
Now, let's listen to it with the translation.
はじめまして。私は香織です。
Nice to meet you. I'm 香織。
香織さん。
香織？
はじめまして。僕はテイラーです。
Nice to meet you. I'm Taylor.
よろしくお願いします。
It's a pleasure to meet you.
よろしくお願いします。
It's a pleasure to meet you too. So we've just met a new character.
Kaori, who is Masato's wife.
She apparently hasn't met Taylor before.
Yes, it's their first time meeting.
And we heard the phrases that we learned in lesson 2, didn't we?
Yes, we did. はじめまして。
Nice to meet you.
And よろしくお願いします。
I ask for your good favor, or please be nice to me.After Kaori said, はじめまして, what did she say next?
私は Kaori です。
Which means, I'm Kaori. We're going to go over this in the main lesson focus, but there's something I want to look at here first.
Oh, what's that?
Kaori and Taylor both introduce themselves, and they both use the word I, as in I am, but they use different words.
Ah, you're right. Kaori says, 私, and Taylor says, 僕。
And they both mean I?
They both mean I.
Why the difference then?
Well, it's just one of the unique things about Japanese. There are a lot of gender-specific words.
It's important to know that 私 can be used by both men and women, right?
Yes. Women can use this word anytime. Men can use it in extra formal situations.
And 僕 is almost exclusive to men.
Right.Boku is acceptable for men to use in everyday situations like this one.
So, is it safe to say to the listeners, if you're female, use 私, and if you're male, use 僕?
Yes, I think so. In an everyday situation, those are fine.
Okay, so now that we've got that bit out of the way, let's move on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn a very important sentence pattern, your first sentence pattern in Japanese.
Yes.Up until now, we've been learning phrases and words.
That's right. And now it's time to learn a sentence pattern that you can use just by substituting in words. We recommend that you look at the lesson notes while listening so that you can actually visualize the pattern.
Okay, so the pattern is?
A is B. That is the meaning in English. For example, I am Jessie. You are Naomi. She is Jennifer. We have A, which is the item being talked about, and then we have B.Which is what we identify it as. So, in Japanese, how would we say A is B?
A wa B desu.
One more time.
A wa B です。
Let's break it down. So we have A followed by
わ
and then B followed by
です。
Okay, so the pattern one more time.
A は B です。
So where we have A and B, we can start inserting different words to make sentences.
Yes. In the dialogue, Kaori said, 私は Kaori です。
私, as we just learned, means I, and Kaori is her name, Kaori. So we just put both of those into the A is B structure. A は B です。
And we get, 私は Kaori です。
I'm Kaori, or my name is Kaori. Okay, listeners, listen and repeat.
私は Kaori です。
Okay, let's try it one more time.
私は Kaori です。
Okay, great. Ah, but Naomi, one thing.
What's that?
Remember how we learned to introduce ourselves in lesson 2? In that lesson, we just said our name plus desu. For example, Jessie desu to mean I'm Jessie. But in this lesson, we also learned we could say 私は Jessie desu. So, are they the same?
Good point. Yes, they mean the same thing. You can leave off 私は and simply say your name plus desu. Like we learned.
Oh, good. So we can use either one.
Yes.
So for example, if your name is Ken, you can say either
私は Ken です.
Or simply
Ken です.
To say I'm Ken. Okay, so up until now, we've been using names to complete this A は B です pattern. But we can insert other nouns, right?
Yes. For example, in place of B, you can also say your job. 私はパイロットです。
Which means, I am a pilot. Can we hear the same phrase a little more slowly?
私はパイロットです。
And once again at natural speed.
私はパイロットです。
Okay, great. Let's have the listeners try it themselves, shall we? But not with the word pilot, but just with their name.
Sounds good.
And the pattern we'll use is?
私は name です。
私は, and then insert your name, and then say, です. Naomi will go first. After Naomi, please use the pattern to introduce yourself.
Okay, here I go. 私は, Naomi です.
Great. Now let's add, はじめまして, nice to meet you, and try the whole thing. Repeat after Naomi, but give your own name.
はじめまして, 私は, Naomi です。
Okay, sounding good. How was it, everyone?
This is your first real sentence pattern in Japanese.
This will be the key to understanding a lot of other sentence patterns in Japanese, so please keep it in mind. Okay, Naomi, can you tell us the sentence pattern we covered today once more?
A wa B desu.
A is B. Now, once you know this sentence pattern, you can also use it to say what something is. For example, this is water. We'll touch on that more in the next lesson.
Alright, well that's all for this lesson. And don't forget to check out the lesson notes PDF.
Go to JapanesePod101.com to download the lesson notes for this lesson now. Be sure to join us next time and thanks for listening.
ありがとうございます。
See you all next time. Oh, by the way, Naomi,
はい?
How do you say see you again in Japanese?
じゃまた。
じゃまた。See you again.
はじめまして。私は香織です。
香織さん、はじめまして。僕はテイラーです。
よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。